This is the May 6th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting. I'm George Ryder. I'm the chair. I'm going to call the roll. Lona Elias. Chuck Anderson. Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Adriana Castaneda. Adriana?
I'm here.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
Hello?
Maria Elena? Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. William Heerwagen. Kim Kaufman. Jim Krafka. Pat Logan.
Present.
Tony Norman. Andrea Pritchett. I'm here. George Ryder. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Green Roberts. Manjay Saba.
Present.
John Wenger.
Here.
We have 11 members, which is quorum. Okay. You should have the agenda. It's on KPFTX. It's rather sparse, and since we have a complete meeting, we need to add to it electing a permanent chair. The committee, as soon as it's complete, gets to select its own chair. If there's no objection, I'll continue as chair pro tem for this meeting. Is there any objection to that? Would someone rather have someone else do chair pro tem? Okay, hearing done then, we have two items on the agenda, which I'm struggling to bring up at the moment. Let me speak a little bit about the procedure for electing a chair.
Point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I know that was your draft agenda. I would like to add something to the agenda.
Okay, fine. I was trying to bring it up, and in the meantime, Gerd, what did you want to add?
The issue of member petitions with regard to bylaw amendments.
Member petitions with regard to bylaws amendments, okay.
And, George, since you're considering that, there was an issue we were discussing at last month's meeting which had to do with including in the bylaws the responsibility of the IGM to work with, or whatever the term would be, the LSB. And so I'm not sure if that's the agenda item that's referred to. I don't think so, but I just wanted to make sure we close that out.
That's not what – I don't believe that that's what Serena's talking about.
No, the one that's not what Serena was talking about, but what's already listed on the draft agenda. I mean, it references IGM and yada, yada, but I think it's probably something different. So I just wanted to make sure that we closed out the discussion last month about recommending to the PNB to amend the bylaws about the responsibility of the IGM to work with the LSB. And there was a little subcommittee that formed. We did some work, so we'll see where we can go with that.
Well, let me just ask, are there any other items on the agenda? So we have what was on there before. We have Serene's motion. And the way this works is any member of the committee can put whatever they want on. A second is not required. Is there any other item to be discussed?
Yeah, hi, this is William Heerwagen, just joining the call.
Hi, William. Welcome.
I hope I didn't miss too much. Let's see. Agenda. I was looking at old agendas, and there was an item for assembling old motions or something like that of PNB. Was that ever resolved? I notice it's not on there now.
It was not. The people who had volunteered to do it are no longer on the committee. That is something I care about and would like to have carried forward.
Yeah, let's add that to the agenda if we could.
Yes.
Read it back.
Lona Elias from WPFW on the call.
Lona, welcome.
Yeah. William, could you repeat that? I didn't hear.
For William?
Yeah.
There was something on an agenda from several meetings ago, two or three meetings ago, about trying to assemble, I forget the words they used, but trying to assemble motions. I don't know if they meant forever or if it'll last 5 years. I don't know. But that was on the agenda, and George says that the people that had volunteered are no longer on the committee, so I'm suggesting to put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes?
Both for the stream as well as for those of us who are not sitting in front of a computer, what does the draft agenda consist of?
Yes. At the moment, the draft agenda consists of approving the minutes. Now, I've been looking for the minutes. I think I sent them nearly a month ago, but I can't find them. So there's actually nothing to approve. Your consideration of IGM responsibilities to LSB, that's been Vanessa, you're part of a work group on that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they're not ready to report back.
Well, I mean, maybe so. Well, I'm ready to report something. I know we didn't meet, but we buzzed around and we all did something. And
okay.
Maybe based on what we all did, we can sort of just make a decision, yay or nay.
Okay. The next item was notification of vacancies on committees. What's the procedure for that? Who gets notified and who's supposed to respond? The next item would be members' petition regarding with regard to bylaws. And the last one would be the one William just put on, which was putting into place some process for getting up the motions that are passed by the PNB and by the committees in some central place where people could find them. It is true that they are the chairs of the committees can put them up on KPFTX, but it's you have to know when. Anyway, we can talk about that when we get to it. You have to know when it happened in order to be able to find it. And so the idea was to do something more central. Is there any other suggestions for the agenda?
Who's the secretary?
There has been no secretary. I've been doing both jobs. I would hope that whoever gets to be chair, someone would be willing to be a secretary.
George, in terms of the chair... The chairmanship, are you saying that you don't want to be chair?
No, I'd be glad to be chair, but it's when the committee is formed, it has the right to select its own chair. And so
I understand. Okay.
I'm putting that on the agenda.
Okay.
George, Benito?
Yes, Cat Benito.
Obviously, this is like my first meeting, so I'm not too clear where we at with the bylaw amendments process. So if you or someone could give some kind of overview as to where we at with that, and, you know, what is the timeline and all that.
Okay. Let's see. Let me put that up front before we discuss the other things, and so take just a minute, unless there's some objection to that. Okay. Any other suggestions for the agenda?
Actually, George, this is Manisha. I cannot find this agenda among my emails. I cannot find the today agenda if it was sent out.
You go to kpftx.org.
Yeah, but it's on the kpftx.org is the agenda is sitting there, not on our emails. Okay.
From email. They sent a reminder, I think, earlier today or yesterday. And at the very, very bottom of that reminder, it says agenda. It's all kind of jumbled up. It's not real distinct, but it's down there.
Agenda approval of minutes. That's the one. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else on the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, then let me just recall what the agenda is. So I'm going to do a quickie about the bylaws amendments and where we're at with that. We'll then have an election, if we choose, for chair and for secretary. And I'll tell you about the procedure for that when we get to it. We'll then have two items that are on the agenda now, consideration of IGM responsibilities to LSB and notification of vacancies on committees, followed by member petition with regard to bylaws, which was Serene's, and William Heerwagen's consideration of how to get the proceedings of the committee meetings and the, at least the motions passed by the committee meetings and the PMB put in some central place. Is there any objection to that agenda?
Yes. Serene?
Yeah, who's that? Who objected?
Yes, Serene has an objection.
Okay, what's your objection?
I don't understand how we could possibly be voting on a chair's position at what is really the first meeting of the whole committee.
That. Yes. That has been the procedure. What happens is that nominations are taken and the ballots are basically done electronically so that everybody on the committee gets the vote, even those who aren't here.
Right. My recollection is not that that happens, that it's not always a procedure that this happens at the first meeting. So I would object to that happening at this meeting.
You would prefer we put that off till the next meeting?
I think the rule is that if elections are going to be to happen, there has to be notice in the call of the meeting. And there was nothing here about in the notice about, you know, electing a chair today.
Well, again, the election doesn't happen today. It happens online. But it's okay with me. I felt obligated to make that possible. My understanding is that at the first meeting, that's in fact when we do these things. The committee gets to select a chair.
Manager?
Yeah, Manager, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know why, what is, I don't understand this. Why don't we have always selected the chair at the day that new people have joined, and we have new people. Why don't we select the chair today and just get on with it rather than discuss this for a long time again now? Thank you.
We don't even all know each other's names, and it is not true that it happens at the first meeting. Please.
People who want to get me on the chair, they can talk about their responsibilities or their background, their interests, and their knowledge, and we can decide about it. We can't go on caucus and go out and get and come back in 2 or a month and decide on a chair. I think we should do it tonight. Thank you.
Benito, to the sec.
Okay, I'm going to take it. What we're at is approving the agenda, and there's been an objection to one item on the agenda, okay, which is to set the election in motion for a chair. I heard Lawrence first and then Benito. I think that's correct. Is that right?
That's fine.
Lawrence?
Yes,
okay.
That's it. That's right.
Lawrence.
All right, so I just have a question to you, George or Serena or whoever could answer it. In regards to if there's no opposition, if there's not more than one candidate, do we still have to do it online?
No.
No, okay. That's it. Thank you.
Benito?
Yeah, without knowing the history of this particular committee, I would simply say that it makes common sense to me that you would want to know the people on the committee, know something about them, have had some kind of experience with them before you try to vote on them. And number one. Number two, there's a series of people that are not present here today. And Otis was explaining to us about how some, some of the email addresses had bounced. So for all those reasons, I don't think it makes much sense to try to hold an election today or even to discuss, the issue. I move that George function as pro tem, chair pro tem,
yep.
And that we proceed with the agenda, and we can deal with this permanent stuff later on.
I get that was the same sense of what Serene wanted to do. Does anyone want to speak to that, or should we just take a vote on that? If you want to speak to it, please say so now. Otherwise, I'll call the roll. And what I'll do, if it's okay, Benito, I'll postpone it till next month.
Yeah.
Seems that... That'll be the motion. So either...
Well, I don't know that we should say next month, because I want to make sure that, that would make sense in a way, but I want to make sure that the people who were elected to the committee get a chance to meet each other.
Okay. So what you want to do is just strike it from the...
Today's agenda.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to that?
So do I understand? I want to see this manager. I want to see if I understand Benito right. Benito, you are suggesting that there should be an introduction of the new member, people who are on this board, so everybody gets to know who is there and, you know, who is on this board now and what they can do. If that's the case, I would support that. I think we need an introduction of everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, that's all I was saying, Manjay.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to call the roll as soon as I find it.
Point of order.
Yes. Yes.
Point of order, George.
Yes.
We haven't approved an agenda. And we haven't approved an agenda, so I don't quite understand how we're voting, but whatever.
We're voting on whether this item should be on the agenda.
I didn't say I didn't understand what you wanted to vote on. I'm saying I don't think this is a necessary vote. There's no question that an election, a notice about elections must go out with the call of the meeting. As a point of order, we shouldn't be discussing permanent elections. Period.
Serene, my understanding is that that's not correct. My understanding is that, in fact, it's been at the first meeting with a
committee. I challenge the ruling of the chair. Is that your ruling? I challenge the ruling of the chair.
That's my ruling. And frankly, I don't care. Okay? But
let's just put it over till next month.
We can have this vote on a procedural issue of challenging the ruling of the chair, or we can just have a vote on whether or not we want this on the agenda tonight. If you insist on having it on challenging the ruling of the chair, we can do it that way. Do you insist?
I'm saying that I think we spent a lot of time waiting, and we're now wasting time insisting on an agenda when people don't even know insisting on a vote for a permanent chair when people don't even know each other's name.
We were about to vote on whether or not we would do that. Now, do you want to continue with that vote, or do you want to make it about a point of order?
I want there to be an agreement so we can actually move on and get some work done tonight that we
trying
will deal
to do
with
by taking the by taking the role. We'll have a
Benito.
Vote in a moment as to whether or not it's on or not.
Benito, to the sec.
Benito, go ahead.
So I think we can have, I think I hear a general consensus that we don't want to have, it makes no sense to have an election tonight. And can we all, is there anyone that disagrees? Can we just say, is there anybody that disagrees with that?
Okay, I will ask that as the chair. Is there any objection to striking having an election tonight from the agenda?
Yes, this is Manisha. I object to that, and I would like to suggest that we have the election after the people introduction of themselves, and then after that introduction of the people who really want, anybody who wants to be the chair of this committee. Thank you.
Lawrence, to the fact.
Lawrence, go ahead.
So I think possibly one way we could resolve this with the sense of what Serene is saying is that we postpone it for a month and we send out a notice within that month that, you know, we're going to elect the chair and a secretary.
Okay, so that was a little different from what Benito suggested, which was just we're simply going to postpone it to an indefinite time. And I had suggested that, and he turned it down. And that's actually the motion.
I accepted George's idea.
Do it next month?
Well, no, I wasn't saying do it next month. I'm saying that we had to make sure that everybody who's been elected to this committee gets notice so that they can participate. And then that we be able to all meet each other, it's only by phone, and that occur before any kind of election takes place. And without saying it, I'm generally saying that you should function, that George should function as pro tem in the meantime.
Okay, so that sounds like 2 months from now, a meeting where...
Well, it may, but it could be possibly, I don't know.
Okay, so anyway...
Point of order, please.
Who's that? Serene? Who's that? Said point of order.
Government Elias calling a point of order, please.
Yes, Mona, go ahead.
It seems to me that we have gotten distracted from discussing an agenda item to actually discussing the item on the agenda, if that's clear. The issue is whether or not we will have a discussion about the election of a chair, not whether or not we're going to elect a chair this evening.
Well, actually, that's not correct, Lona.
The point that was brought up by Serene.
What I put on the agenda was actually electing a chair this evening. My sense is we can just...
Exactly. But we have not accepted...
I understand that.
Serene objected to it being on the agenda, and we were...
And
in
so we
the
need to take a vote on whether it's on the agenda.
I'm speaking. We were in the process of deciding the agenda. And now we have gone from deciding what will be on the agenda. She objected to that being on the agenda. That was the objection.
Lona, may I speak? What I want to do is to take a vote on that question. That is exactly right. It's a question of whether it should be on the agenda or not. It can be disposed of by simply a vote. My sense is that there's a clear, overwhelming sense that we do not want to have it on the agenda. I would just like to be able to go and take that vote so we can move on. Is it all right? Is there any objection to taking that vote? Hearing none, is there any objection? I think there was an objection. I'll ask again. Is there any objection to taking off the agenda the election of a chair and a secretary for tonight? Good. Hearing no objection then, we next need to move to approve the rest of the agenda. Is there any objections to the rest of the agenda? Good. Hearing none then, the first item on the agenda, which is carried over from last time, was the question of IGM responsibilities to the LSB. Vanessa, you're on the working group that was dealing with that. Would you tell us what the issue is and where you're at with that?
Okay, sure. The issue stemmed from a communication that came from the IGM at PFW, who stated in pretty certain terms that she was opting not to work with the LSB, and she was going to work with a few selected members of the LSB, and it sort of went on from there. And so I was concerned. We've gone through that. We went through that with the previous GM, who did exactly that. He never put it in writing, but that's exactly what he did. He cherry-picked a couple of LSB members, and he worked with them, and it was complete chaos and lack of productivity because the LSB, the larger LSB, could not get the information that we needed to be effective. And so not wanting to go back down that same dysfunctional path, I was looking for a way to, I guess, guarantee that the GM, the IGM, whomever, understands that they have a responsibility to work with, whatever that means, and it's subject to some interpretation, but the general term being work with the LSB. So the bylaws state the responsibility for the LSB to work with the GM, but it does not also state a corresponding responsibility for the GM or IGM to work with the LSB. So there was discussion about whether we really needed to, you know, make a recommendation to the PNB to change the bylaws. The work group that came together, I'll ask them to introduce themselves and identify themselves in a minute, was going to see if that responsibility for the IGM or the GM to work with the LSB was on the job description. So I got a copy of the job description. I think all of us were doing some hunting. And the copy of the job description that I have, it does, in fact, say...
This is Maria Elena Beck on the call.
Thank you. Please continue, Vanessa.
Okay. And it does say on the copy of it, and I don't know if it's different job descriptions for each station, if there's one central job description, I'm not sure. But the one that I have says there are three duties, three primary duties for a GM. It's a fairly, it's like a one-page document, but at the top, three primary duties. That third duty is to work with the LSB. And I apologize, I was looking for the document when we were, you know, getting everything approved, and I do not see it. I would read from that document. It does identify that duty for the GM. However, so having said that, I'm glad that it is identified in a really important document for the GM. It's indisputable what the GM's responsibility is. I still support making a recommendation to the PNB to change the bylaws so that the bylaws state in no uncertain terms, as it does for the LSB, that there is a responsibility to work, but to work together, because I think it's just that important. It should be so fundamental to how this organization operates, because I've seen what happens when it doesn't work that way. So, and the other members, and we did, the subcommittee didn't meet. We emailed a couple of times. I guess that was sort of meeting, and people were looking for copies of job descriptions, but we never sort of came back together. So that's kind of my summary of, you know, where we are. If anybody from the subcommittee wants to add anything to that. And I think there were two or three other members.
Margie was on it also, but who else? I don't remember who else.
Serene, right? Is that right, Serene?
Yes.
Okay, and then I thought there was one more person. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
Okay. Serene, did you want to speak to it?
I might have misheard what you said just now, Vanessa. Did you say you are no longer requesting such a bylaw change?
Or? No, I maintain my request for a bylaws change because
okay.
I think it's just that important. I am glad that the PD says it. I think that's a good thing. There's no doubt about that, but there is a reference to it. But I think it's so fundamental that it should be in the bylaws as well, just as it is for the LSB.
You know, I guess for me, the requirement that interim is a title that describes the expected length of the relationship between the person in that whatever position we're discussing and the organization. It means that we've not gone through the full process of getting someone in for whatever reason. But other than that, everything that a GM or PD or ED or anybody else is required to do without the word interim is still required of them as interim. So I don't know that we actually need that modification. We need to be sure that in the case, let's say, of a GM, that the executive director has been clear with that person that they are required to do all the things that are in the bylaws. And
but
with regard to an, I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. I was about to speak, but you go ahead. I thought you were.
And with regard to an interim PD, for example, a GM or whoever's in the GM seat under whatever, you know, title, they need to make sure that the PD, interim PD, is clear that they're required to do everything that a PD would have to do. So, I mean, I think that's a policy thing. I don't know that...
In the point of order, information...
On second, please.
But Vanessa as well. I just, because that's not the point I was actually making, so maybe a point of order is in order, but, or to the stack. Which
I'm sorry, somebody called for a point of order. Who is that?
It was Alona Elias, and I might not have been the correct thing, but we were not discussing PDs. We were only discussing GMs.
Jim Kraft to the stack.
May I respond?
Okay, so
Let's see. With a point of information at some point.
What's your point of information?
I just wanted to be, if Vanessa could clarify what document stated what she said.
Well, there are two points. One is that I appreciate Serene's point about duties, whether it's permanent or interim, but that is not the essential point. In fact, that's not the point at all. The point I was trying to make is that whether GM or IGM, that it should be stated explicitly in the bylaws that it is the duty of the person in that position to work with the LSB. It states it. I saw it referenced in the job description. I had not seen that at my last month's meeting, governance committee meeting, when I, you know, raised the issue and made the suggestion for the bylaws for the governance committee to make the recommendation for the bylaws to be amended. I wasn't aware of that at that point. And so people did make the point, well, maybe it's in the job description. If it's in the job description, maybe that's enough. And so I did find a job description. I don't know if other people did as well. And the job description for GM, which also applies to IGM. So it's not a matter of duties again. It's a matter of that one specific responsibility, which is for whomever holds that position, GM or IGM, to work with the LSB. So that's, hopefully I've addressed the point, but that's a very specific point that I was talking about.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I lost track of the stack. Who would like to speak to this?
Manager? Yes.
And who else?
Jim Kraft.
Jim? Anybody else?
I'd like to be on the stack, but it regards another point that I wasn't unable to get onto the agenda because of my technical difficulties with my phone when I had on.
Okay, well, let's complete this question, and we'll come back to you when it's over.
Okay.
Go ahead, Manager.
Yes, I think I understand what is being said. I'm sorry, I forgot the person that who made the suggestion from KPFT, I guess, about the responsibilities of the GM and the way they are working or not working with LSB or portion of LSB. I think this is an enforcement policy and the way in which they are going to enforce this, because with the I don't think it goes to the bylaws. Bylaws can maybe add something about this is going to be enforced according to whatever comes as a policy. But one of the things that I think we need to do, beside that, and I think we need to have enforcement, for example, that all the communications should be sent to everybody, something like that. But you cannot force people to talk to people that they don't want to talk to. Somehow we have to come to really work very hard in every which way we can to interrupt this factionalism, this toxic, undemocratic, unprogressive factionalism that is going on, which actually undermines the whole institution. And I don't know, but if anybody who makes this suggestion, I really appreciate if people say, how are we going to do it? Rather than, you know, the request is great. I appreciate that. But I want to see how are we going to do it. And I don't think it's the bylaws are place to discussing those things. Bylaws gives us framework of working on issues. Thank you.
Jim Crafter.
I've been the management selection review chair in Houston for 3.5 years. And one of the biggest problems is the job descriptions are not standard across the entire network. So the first thing you would have to do is standardize the job description for the general manager / IGM. And then the process for reviewing them needs to be standardized also for all the stations, because everybody uses a different process.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, William for the stack.
John Winger.
And Benito.
I thought I heard Benito, then William, then John.
Put me on the stack, please, Maria Elena.
Okay.
And Vanessa, please.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
No, actually, I think William was first.
Oh, okay. Okay, William.
Okay, I am of the opinion that also, I think other people have said it, that this doesn't belong in the bylaws, it belongs in the job description. And then to the immediate previous speaker, yes, it should be network-wide job descriptions, and
I'm sorry, William, you just died out. You said
I'm
the last
sorry.
Thing you said.
I agree with whoever said that it should not be in the bylaws. It should be in the job description. We can't be putting job descriptions and duties for various positions in the bylaws. The job description should be network-wide, which is what someone else just said before me. And I believe that subject was addressed 2-3 years ago in the Personnel Committee, and I believe it got to the PNB, and I believe there are network-wide job descriptions. I'd have to look for them.
Okay.
If we had that motions database set up, then we could find it easily, but I'll have to look for it.
Okay. John.
The last person's point is right on point. We lack the ability to find our prior decisions. We have no institutional memory that's complete, and the incomplete versions are in people's minds. I don't even know where I would look for a job description. I believe that's one of the things that people want to accomplish. But in the meantime, we have the facts on the ground that the person, the interim GM in D.C., is saying they're not going to work with the LSV. And if we have our bylaws, we can just look them up. And the LSVs are required to work with the GMs and IGMs. But it's not in the bylaws, so they've got an apparent loophole unless you can find their job description, which you can't find because there are many, many points of failure. It can be a problem with the web server. It can be a problem with the webmaster. It could be a problem that somebody just hasn't provided the information to the webmaster to get it up. We have a hole in our bylaws, and apparently we have a big governance problem in D.C. We had a similar problem in KPFK when we had an interim GM for several years who just hated LSVs and wished they would all die and go to hell. So we need to make this thing fault-tolerant because democracy requires work and it requires attention to detail. And I agree. It would be great if we had a universal network-wide constant standard job description and it were on the web and the web never went down. That would be wonderful. Meanwhile, we don't have it, so let's patch the ship. I support her motion. I'm done.
It actually isn't a motion on the floor.
Okay, I support the concept.
Okay. Maria, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Benito, I've been waiting.
I'm sorry, Benito. I put a little arrow from William to you, and I.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Benito's next, then Maria.
Information, Adriana.
I'm sorry. Who's that?
Adriana.
Adriana, you want to be on the
stack? No.
Oh, what's the question?
I just realized it. Are we having a delay? Because I want to ask this question. I can see when I go to the internet that our committee is not being immediately. People is a minute delayed. It's 1 minute delayed between what we are talking and what is going to the listener on the air. Is that normal?
I don't know. Is Otis still on the call? Probably not. I don't think we can answer that unless somebody here actually knows.
Yes, there's a delay.
Okay.
It's 1 minute delay? Okay.
I don't know how many minutes it is, but there is a distinct delay.
Okay. Okay. I was worried about that. That's it. Thank you.
Benito.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't catch the name of the person that spoke last on this issue.
That was John Wenger.
Okay.
Monica Mitchell.
Sorry,
on a personal privilege.
Lawrence, what's your point?
Yeah, I just got to go. I got a GM search committee meeting that's coming up at 7 over here on the West Coast. So I'm at there. Leave the call.
Is it at 7 tonight or 7:30? No, no, it's at 7:30. I have to leave the call at 7:30, too. If it is 7:30, I just checked before I was driving in.
Oh, okay, so I'll stay on the call. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry.
Okay. Benito, you're...
Yeah, I just wanted to say I agree with the last caller, John Winger, and also with Vanessa's general point. The bylaws... If I understood Vanessa correctly, but also based on my memory, the bylaws very clearly emphasize that the LSB is supposed to work cooperatively, and the word is the LSB work cooperatively with the with management, the GM or whatever. And I think that her point, and if she didn't make it, I think that's what she's saying, and if she ain't saying it, I'm saying it. That the bylaws should be even Steven. So the bylaws, I think, should be amended in such a way as to say that the LSB and the GM should work cooperative, or management should work cooperatively with each other. And I think that's the general point. And just like Vanessa said, here we have a history of a whole number of GMs and quite a few PDs and IPDs, but just in the recent past, the present IGM and the most immediate former GM who simply said F you to the LSB. And there's nothing in the bylaws that forces them to do otherwise. So that's why we need to have this, regardless of whether the job description is standardized or not, and they certainly should be. And I also agree with Serene that in order to implement this, and just like anything else, it's a question of policy, and we have to make sure that the ED or IED, gets stuff clear with their the people under them. But the bottom line is that we have to be able to have some kind of bylaw that we can point to. So either the bylaws should take out the word cooperatively when it speaks to the powers and duties of the LSB, or you should, make it even Steven for both.
Okay. Maria Elena?
And I ain't got no problems with either way, by the way. I have no problems working it either way. But anyway, that's separate.
Okay. Maria Elena?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can everyone hear me? I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. First of all, I agree with the general issue, and that is that we do need to, across the board, clarify the duties and responsibilities of both the interim general managers as well as the general managers. And one of the problems, and in fact I've even written out a proposed articulation of at least one of their duties as it pertains to all of the Pacifica stations, and as well as it pertains to KPFT, which currently is suffering from a terribly diminished broadcast transmission capacity. We're down to 30%. Now, what's the responsibility of the general manager, for instance, to even draft a plan to remedy that? There is none. It's not specified. We have no specified duties and responsibilities or even reporting requirements on the part of the general manager to make to the LSBs and to the PNB regarding something as critical as a diminished transmission capacity. We're down to 30%. And that that ties into another point, and that is a requirement for us to maintain and renew our Federal Communications Commission licensing in September of this year is that each station, and this applies directly to KPFT because we're not fulfilling this requirement, that on at least one day during this entire year, we reach at least 40% of the national minorities as measured by the census of population area residing within the primary broadcast area on at least one day, and also that we at least on one day reach our full 100% of our licensing capacity. Now, we haven't
point
been fulfilling that.
Point of information here, please.
So that, those
I'm sorry, point of information? Go ahead.
But in any event, all I'm...
I'm sorry, Maria Elena, please.
I'm just wrapping
it up. Point of information is allowed to, interject itself into the conversation. Who made it?
Mona Elias from WPFW in Washington.
Yes, Mona.
I'm lost. I'm at a loss to understand the discussion that is occurring now. I thought the issue under discussion was whether or not we supported the suggestion by Vanessa to include in the bylaws that the general manager is also required to cooperate with the LSB as the LSB is to cooperate with the general manager.
You're quite correct. Let me ask, focus on the question that's in front of us.
I'm in agreement with that. And
okay.
But you're going on into
all kinds of details about what's happening at KPFT, and people don't get the connection.
The reason I had to add those details is because we need to go beyond just that general requirement of cooperation, especially when our transmitter is broken and we're not meeting our licensing requirements nor the grant requirements. So, yes, I'm in agreement with the motion that's on the table, but I'm also suggesting that we need to make it more specified with regard to what are the duties and responsibilities of management across the board at every station.
Okay. Vanessa, I'm going to put myself on the stack after that.
Okay. And so what I'd like to do at this point, if it's appropriate, is to make a motion to formalize this and move for this committee to make a recommendation to the PNB to amend the bylaws to reflect that the GM or anyone acting in that capacity will work cooperatively with the LSB, as is stated for LSBs with regard to GMs.
Okay, this seems like an appropriate place for me to respond to Benito's request about.
Wait. Okay, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to say a couple of things after that. Okay, is it okay?
No, what else? I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
I wanted to seize the opportunity to make the motion, so we're talking about something tangible. And just to respond to just a couple of points that were made in terms of how important I think this is. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. And so I think that some people have actually stated more emphatically than I did why it's important for this responsibility to be not only in a PD, and it appears it's not in all PDs, but also in the bylaws. And one person said it's factionalism is tearing apart the fabric of the institution. And I think that just really succinctly states it is a chronic problem that really is significant and is damaging, and the more we can put into writing that we can document what the mutual responsibilities are of all the stakeholders in this process, to important stakeholders being management, GMPD, I wasn't including the PD, but GM in this case, and LSBs. I think it is just fundamental to trying to ensure the best possible relationship between the two and ensuring accountability, that the more that this responsibility is spelled out, that the more enforceable it is. No, you can't make people work together, but the more it's documented that they should work together, the more easy it is to hold the individual parties accountable to do that. And because there are not standard job descriptions across the stations, if there is in at least one central location, that central location being the bylaws, then that helps everybody to know just how important it is for these two entities to have a working relationship with each other. And as someone else said, if it's not in the bylaws, that is a loophole for the GM not to work with the LSBs. So those are the points I wanted to address. I think other people, made them very well, and I wanted to emphasize that those points really reiterate why it's important to have it in the bylaws as well. And I'm done.
Okay.
Point of information.
Adriana, for the stack.
Point of information.
Adriana, I'll put you on the stack. And, John, what's your point of information?
I agree with what Vanessa said, but she was, I think, if maybe I misheard her, but she, I thought she was using the description, the abbreviation PD, to refer to job descriptions. I would think that would be a JD. And did you really mean PD or?
Sorry, with the position description, job description. I'm sorry. I guess it's used, interchangeably in some worlds. So I'll stick
to one. Well, position description makes sense, except that in the Pacifica world, PD generally means programmed.
Good point.
That's why I was so confused.
No, you're right. So you're absolutely right.
That straightens it out. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Okay. There's two issues around the bylaws procedure. One is the timeline.
Is there a motion on the floor? Was there a motion?
I made a motion.
So in order for there to be discussion, doesn't it have to be seconded?
No, not in committee.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Serene, what's the point of information?
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so two questions, actually. One is, what is the email address that the committee is supposed to be using to communicate with other members? Because I actually attempted to send something.
Oh, good point.
I've never gotten it. Excuse me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's govlist@kpftx.org.
Okay. Well, I sent something there, and no one seems to have received it, including me.
Please repeat that. Please repeat the email address.
govlist@kpftx.org.
George, can you just email it to people?
Well, obviously not if we're not getting the emails. I'm not getting, this is Lona. I haven't gotten any email ever except one, from Vanessa. That Vanessa forwarded to me that she sent to someone saying @LonaElias, and here's her email address. I've not received any communication whatsoever from this committee, so I have no idea. Could you please repeat it very slowly? Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to know the names of the other people on the committee as well. I've received nothing.
Okay. I'm going to email to everyone the list of names and addresses and phone numbers, some of which don't work, and I don't know which ones, when this meeting is over. So everyone will have the names who are people on the committee. The list is GOV, that's George Orwell Vote List, L-I-S-T, govlist, @kpftx.org. Now, that has been working, and it's supposedly automatic, and you can send attachments as well. Lona, I suspect When were you actually elected to the board? Not to the board, to the governance committee.
I don't remember when we had the election.
I think it was March.
Some weeks ago.
Remember when the elections took place?
March.
March. Should have been there. Anyway, you are there, and I don't understand why you're not getting it since the list is sort of automatic. Let me just check your email address to make sure. Maybe that's probably.
We're on the stream, George.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Okay. May I
send me
I
an email? And I'll see what is correct. You had another question, Serene?
I was going to say that I know that Vanessa had sent out a piece of correspondence, which was, I don't want to say the impotence. I don't want to characterize it, but I know it was part of the information that she thought was important for people to see so they would understand the basis for the discussion and now for the motion. I don't know how many people on this committee have even seen that, and that's why I asked the question about the list again. I know that I sent out something on Monday to that gov list, and I don't know where it's gone. But I didn't get a copy, and it seems that no one else got a copy. So folks can vote tonight if they want on that issue, but I think they need to see the – well, if it were me, I would want to see the exchange. That was the basis or the impetus for – this discussion, but
okay.
Benito to the sec.
Okay, Benito, you're after Adriana and myself. I want to say something about the bylaws process. There are two issues involved. One is the timeline.
I thought Adriana was going to speak now.
No, I put myself on the list.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to speak. And the question of the timeline, I thought that was what you were raising, Benito, but I want to speak from
It is.
The question of the process for amending the bylaws. As far as I can tell, there's nothing out of order about this motion. But in order for a bylaws amendment to be proposed, if it's going to be done through the PNB, you have to have 6 members of the PNB sign on to the bylaw. That's how it has to happen.